This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, hello dear friends. Good morning, such a beautiful, beautiful morning. And this is still morning time. I think you can hear me, so I do not have any equipment, no microphone. And just want to share with you some of this beautiful place. So here I am in the Japanese garden, and it is said to be the most important, the most beautiful Japanese garden in America.
Okay. Let's take a look.
So here I am quite close to my mouse, is quite close to the microphone, so I know how beautiful. And I am not using any microphone. This is just the iPhone, make it very easy and convenient. And sometimes you see this beautiful scene, it just makes me happy. And this is San Mateo, and this is Central Park. It does feel like a Central Park, right? In the middle of the city. So, wow, it is beautiful, huh? And I just, before I come here, I searched online, and it is said that this is the most beautiful because it's designed by Japanese imperial architect, and which this garden is designed by the one who designed for the emperor. Oh, the Koi Pond. Okay, we will go there to do a simple explanation of my filming technique or filming method. So here I am, and it is so pretty. I can put my cell phone here. So I can put my cell phone here, or because if I put it here, then there will be no stoppage or something on the of the view. If I put it somewhere here, let's say, and when you make a picture, the view will have this one blocking it. And the important thing is to make it stable. And you can take a look at my big purse. So one friend mentioned, Haiying, you seem have a big purse. And it is a big purse, very, very convenient. And here I put my key. And inside I can put my important things, a gimbal, and a tripod. I do not think I will use this tripod. It's a selfie stick plus tripod. And my hair tie, hair bands. And the stripe is very comfortable. Now let's do an outfit of the day. I will put it up. I have my audio equipment. This is my audio equipment. From now on, I will use my little microphone. And this one is, I didn't bring the connector. Must be lost somewhere. So I cannot find it. This is the advantage of using iPhone. You need a special connector, and I cannot find that connector. Anyway, you get the idea. In that case, I will wear this. But today we do not have. I will not use any microphone, and since I am quite close to the camera, so I do not need it, I think. Do you hear me or hear the noise? This one is almost broken. Okay, so later on, I will use the big gimbal to walk around. Okay, that is the tripod I use. I stand it there so that I can see myself. That's the tripod, and that can be long, can be short, can be tall, can be not too tall. Okay, so here there is a very detailed description, introduction of the Japanese garden. So I will walk around and tell what I have learned from this map, okay? 现学现卖. So here we are sitting in a gazebo, a little pavilion, little pond. And I am doing an outfit of the day there, and take a rest. From here, from this little gazebo, you can see a panoramic view of the Japanese garden. And this Japanese garden was built in 1964. And now it's 24, so 60 years ago. 60 years ago, the city of San Mateo decided to make a Japanese garden. And it was strongly supported by the local people. And actually, Suzuki is here. There is the best Japanese sushi store in the Bay Area, in this area. And so they use 1 acre of land The whole garden is 1 acre of land in the center of Central Park, in the center of the city. Now, here is the gate. From the gate, now I put on my gimbal.
Okay.
So here we are at the entrance. And outside, there is building, there is a construction, a tennis court. And let's see the building here. Here outside, there are buildings. And it's full of life, everyday people's life, full of vivant. And we are entering the Japanese garden area. And once we come into the gate, you see the texture of it, a little bit rigid, a little bit rough, and very subtle color and subtle tune. Immediately you feel that life, a different world, separated from the outside busy world. On that side was the gazebo we have just been in. It is one of the higher point that you can see the whole panoramic view of the place. And on the left side, there are trees that welcoming us and bring us into, open up the view. And this is a quay pond. The backdrop, higher trees, are symbol of mountains. And those little rocks and lower part is the symbol of beach. That's a little beach. Let's keep on walking and not to be bothered too much by the outside noise. And this is a tea garden. So the backdrop, high trees, we are going to the mountains, and then we are going to see many interesting things. The plum tree, we cannot keep on walking. Okay, that's the beach, that's the turtle and the quay pond. And this 1 acre little garden is designed by the architect of Japanese imperial court, who designed Japanese imperial palace. Looking for the, oh, that is the beach. Look at it, that is the beach. Beach, mountain, koi pond, and the koi fish for Japanese. It means tenacity, persistence. I remember I have read a story, 小鲤鱼跳龙门, about 10 or 15 years ago. Maybe I should look up for that story. So the story of koi fish is actually very interesting. I will take a special time and talk about it again. And there is a little pagoda, if we can see. the pagoda here. Oh, this is so beautiful. Why can't I find the waterfall? That is strange. This is such a delicate, beautiful, and meticulous design. You will see the color of the leaf. You will see the color change, shape change, and texture change, and volume change, black and white space change, layout change. And just such a small place, there is so much color elements, all this. This is so fascinating. And I choose to come here because this is a cherry blossom time, and what do we call this? Yulan, magnolia time. Let's take a closer look. Oh, I need to do a painting of this. We have another view from this side. I am so impressed. This is so very well designed. And here the rocks are all designed differently. Big rock signify masculinity, and the small rock is the symbol of feminism. Which was the original salt. And now, just this little pathway, you feel you are away from the world. And the siren reminds me we cannot escape from the world. So this is the waterfall. Maybe because short of water. Now we have water, and they have not yet recovered it. It's a big rock, masculine; a small rock, feminine. And this water goes. And you can see the water step by step goes down, never stops, goes into the pond, goes into the water. See, you see the line of the water. If there is water, there will be so much more lively. More vivant, more interesting. And then goes down, and here goes a little bit slanted down, so here relatively we'll have a deeper pond. We are just one tree away from the big modern construction, but You can isolate yourself in nature. Okay. think I will come back to do some pictures, the magnolia flower, and camellia flower. And oh, this is so impressive. I am absolutely impressed. Just 1 acre of land, so much things. And this is lotus pond, if I recall well. That looks like a Shui Hulu, water gold. That is a Buddha pond. Okay, so this is about it, and I wish you happy. I'm a little bit wearing too much. It's comfortable, but a little bit hot, but I'm so comfortable. Bye-bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Bye-bye.